Our High Calling. Strong in the Lord. January 16th. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Psalm 27, 1, 3. We are passing through an enemy's land. Foes are upon every side to hinder our advancement. They hate God and all who follow after him and bear his name. But those who are our enemies are the Lord's enemies, and although they are strong and artful, yet the captain of our salvation who leadeth us can vanquish them. As the sun disperses the clouds from its path, so will the Son of Righteousness remove the obstacles to our progress. We may cheer our souls by looking at the things unseen, which will cheer and animate us in our journey. If we cling to him by living faith, saying with Jacob, I will not let thee go. Genesis 32:26. If we entreat, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Psalm 51:11. The promise is to us, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. We have read an account of a noble prince who carried the picture of his father always near his heart, and on important occasions, when there was danger of forgetting him, he would take out the likeness and view it and say, Let me do nothing unbecoming so excellent a father. As Christians, God has claims upon us that we should never, never lose sight of for a moment. And as we are his children by adoption, how careful should we be that we retain his image and do nothing that will belittle or degrade our holy calling? For we rank among the royal family. God has made us as vessels unto honor, prepared unto every good work. This people have I formed for myself. They shall shew forth my praise. Isaiah 43:21. God's people are called a crown, a diadem. Satan would eagerly seize the Lord's treasure, but God has secured it so that Satan cannot obtain it. Thou shalt be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Isaiah 62:3. We are secure, perfectly secure from the enemy's subtlety, while we have unwavering trust in God.